This is the Gospel Way with the Fairfield Church of Christ.
Standing on the promises of Christ my King, through eternal ages let His praises ring. Glory in the highest I will shout and sing, standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises, standing on the promises, standing on the promises of God my Savior. Standing on the promises, standing on the promises. I'm standing on the promises of God.
Hi, I'm Jody Davis with the Fairfield Church of Christ. Coming up in less than a month, we have a gospel meeting here at the Church of Christ in Fairfield. And this gospel meeting is going to be with Mel Futrell. Mel Futrell is a native of Pocahontas, Arkansas, and he is in his 26th year preaching with the Shades Mountain Church of Christ. And we look very much forward to having him with us September the 8th through the 10th, again, in just less than a month. On Sunday the 8th at 9:30 a.m., his lesson will be Three Bible Principles. Also on Sunday at 10:30 a.m., Be All That You Can Be. Sunday the 8th at 6 p.m., What Kind of Church Are We? Monday the 9th at 7 p.m., Better Together. And then the final lesson on Tuesday the 10th at 7 p.m., Approaches to Evangelism. It'd be absolutely wonderful to have you come visit with us one more or more or even all of these days. We look forward to possibly seeing you there. I'd like to talk a little bit this morning about fear. Fear is something that touches all of us. Fear, being afraid, anxieties, and things of this sort. It's a natural occurrence, and it's something truly impossible for us to completely rid ourselves of. But when we consider fear, and we consider it in a spiritual context, I'd like us to think of that church in Smyrna in Revelation, the second chapter. This congregation of the Lord's people lived in an ancient place in the first century that was surrounded, well, by enemies of Christ. Smyrna was founded by Alexander the Great, so it had a great historical heritage. It was the home of the Olympic Games, so that brought a lot of people from different areas there. It had a large library, which was later sent to Alexandria, so it was a very studious culture. But on top of all those potential social pressures, look at this. Smyrna built a temple to Emperor Tiberius of the Roman Empire, and it further led the way in Asia. It was the flag bearer for emperor worship under the Emperor Domitian. There was a large population of Jews also in this city, and a large contingent of them that were opposed to Christianity. So this is the church at Smyrna, and it's in this place, well, you could say surrounded by enemies. It was in a fearsome place. In Revelation 2:9, we read this message from our Lord: I know your works, tribulation, and poverty, but you are rich. Our Lord knows. He knew of the works that they have done. He knew of the tribulation that they were undergoing. He knew of their poverty, their situation there. But as opposed to the worldly poverty that they had, our Lord notes, but you are rich. And this is in a spiritual context. Our Lord goes on, and I know the blasphemy of those who say they are Jews and are not, but are a synagogue of Satan. First, let's look at our Lord simply knowing about that church in Smyrna and knowing what they do. In 1 Corinthians 15:58, we read this to Christians, "Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord." What we do, laboring for the Lord, is never in vain. It may seem so sometimes. It may even be fearful in certain regards. But it is never in vain. Our Lord knows. Our Lord also mentioned that synagogue of Satan, the Jews that are in that city, and their blasphemy, their anti-Christian, severe anti-Christian attitude. This brings back memories of the Apostle Paul in Acts the 14th chapter, where the Jews from Antioch and Iconium came to Lystra, where Paul was at. They persuaded multitudes. They stoned Paul, dragged him out of the city, supposing him to be dead. And then there were the Jews in Thessalonica in Acts the 17th chapter. And they learned that Paul was preaching in Berea, and they went there also and stirred up the crowds. So this was the hostile, the fearsome attitude that church, those Christians, had in Smyrna. Revelation 2:10. "Do not fear any of those things which you're about to suffer. Indeed, the devil is about to throw some of you into prison that you may be tested, and you will have tribulation 10 days, and then this, be faithful unto death, and I will give you the crown of life." Now, these Christians in Smyrna had already suffered. Our Lord has already spoken about the tribulation that they have. We've looked at the hostile, the fearsome place that they lived in. And our Lord tells them that there's more suffering coming from the devil, that there's prison coming, they'll be tested, that there's more tribulation coming. But he says, "Do not fear." You see, their fear is to be replaced with faith. Do not fear. At the beginning of Revelation 2:10 and at the ending, "Be faithful unto death, and I will give you a crown of life." Do not fear. Replace it with faith. When we look at coming to God's grace through Christ, we see faith. Colossians 2:12, we read, "Buried with him in baptism, in which also you were raised with him through faith in the working of God, who raised him from the dead." Obedience to the gospel is faith in the working of God, believing the word of God, repenting, turning from the world to God in Christ, confessing Jesus Christ as the Son of God, being baptized, being immersed in him, and being raised again, sins forgiven. This is faith in the working of God, the beginning of the life of a child of God. And in Revelation 2:10, we see the life in the end. "Be faithful unto death, and I will give you the crown of life." Fear is replaced with faith when we become a Christian. Fear is replaced with faith as we live as a Christian. Fear is replaced with faith as that final breath escapes us as a Christian, as a child of God. Indeed, fear is replaced with faith. We can't eradicate fear, anxieties from our lives, but they are greatly reduced with faith. In Genesis 26:24, Abraham was told, "Do not fear, for I am with you." Genesis 46:3, Jacob was told, "Do not fear to go down to Egypt." Joshua 10:8, Joshua was told, "Do not fear." Judges 6:23, Gideon was told, "Do not fear." In 2 Kings 6:16, Elisha told his servant, who was so upset about being surrounded by the enemy, "Do not fear, for those who are with us are more than those who are with them." In Acts, the 18th chapter, verses 9 through 10, the Apostle Paul was assured, "Do not be afraid, I am with you." In Acts 27:24, the Apostle Paul on that storm-swept sea was told, do not be afraid. He was assured. All of these were assured, and you and I can be assured if we come to the Word of God, if we have faith in the working of God, and we maintain that faith in the Word of God throughout our lives, we can replace destructive fear with productive faith. It is our utmost concern to worship our Lord as closely as possible to the way the church in the New Testament did. We follow the precious, inspired words in the New Testament of Christ to be saved, to live, and conduct our services. It is our cause, the cause of Christ. We do not use manuals, rule books, or any other man-made guidelines or rules. The additions, deletions, and twisting of man, well, we reject those. We do not report to a corporate headquarters, nor are we bound by councils of men or votes that are held at distant conventions. We are bound by and beholden to the Word of God. And only the Word of God, that precious New Testament of Christ handed down to us. And the head of the church, the authority of the church, well, Christ is the head of the church, his body. Won't you come join us in our simple plea for everyone to return to the pure Word of God? Just the Bible for just Christians. We meet on Sundays for Bible study at 9:30 in the morning and then for worship at 10:30 in the morning. And also on Sunday, we have a 6 o'clock p.m. worship. On Wednesdays, we meet at 6 o'clock p.m. for a Bible study. If you would like to study the Bible, that pure Word of God, with a correspondence course by mail, or in person at your home or our building. Don't hesitate to contact us by, well, you can contact us by email at fairfieldchristians@gmail.com. That's one word, fairfieldchristians@gmail.com. Or you can call us any time of night or day at 618-847-7202. Until next time, Lord willing, this has been the Fairfield Church of Christ with the Gospel Way.
Be strong and courageous.